This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. What was once Colorado's largest black homestead could become part of the National Park Service. CPR's Elaine Tassi reports.
Deerfield, located about 70 miles northeast of Denver in Weld County, was a homestead founded by formerly enslaved black people in the early 1900s. Farmers there grew their own subsistence crops and also sold produce to local factories. In the 1920s, it was home to about 300 people and appraised at over $1 million, with its own school, gas station, and church.
CPR's Elaine Tassi. Coloradans have been weighing in on whether they support the National Park Service taking in Deerfield at meetings in Denver and Greeley earlier this week. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston was in Washington, D.C. this week with 300 other mayors from around the country. The first-term mayor said migrants and a need for federal help was at the forefront of their minds. Johnston says more than 5,000 people sleep in Denver shelters every night and that hundreds more are arriving every day by bus. The just-passed temporary funding bill to keep the federal government running had the support of most of Colorado's congressional delegation. Both U.S. senators and six House members voted to approve the measure, including Republican Doug Lamborn. His fellow Republicans, Ken Buck and Lauren Boebert, were the two no votes among Colorado's delegation. The bill funds part of the government through early March. Flash flooding could be a problem today and through the weekend in Colorado's high country. There's a Weather Service flash flood watch for Vail and Aspen as recent heavy snow might melt off a little over the next few days. Along the Front Range, it's cloudy and colder today with highs in the 30s around Denver and Colorado Springs. It gets warmer again pretty quickly with a sunny day Saturday and metro highs in the 40s. This is CPR News and KRCC.